B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it's 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show. South Pal is going to join us at 5:15. The 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. You get 20% off all windows and doors right now with no money down, and they'll give you 3 years to pay it off interest free if you call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. I got a confession to make. I cheesed out on a workout today because of a lack of a parking space in the lot.
Well, how far would you have had to park it without that spot?
Across the street, and it's across the street. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's
you're
a
going
small,
to a gym.
It's a small, tiny private gym, right?
Right.
So I got up and I was lollygagging around. Normally, like the workout time, good workout time is 9 o'clock before a lot of people come in because I got these two trainers working me on core work for the back, and I really wasn't into it. So, but I got myself together and I get over there and I got I got a bunch of yard work to do, but I'm going to do the workout anyway. So I get there's no parking spaces, and I made a UB and went home.
How far?
It was across the street. I don't feel like parking across the street, walking across a damn busy road.
And okay. Is it like a highway?
It's a problem. Avenue.
You're there to work out. So going across the street, it's a complete violation. Now, yeah, if it's a grocery store
normally there is a parking space in a little bit. There wasn't today. So I got, you know what, that's a sign. Yeah, get back and do. So I did some bush trimming.
Oh, there you go. You were active.
You did something.
Yeah, I got the hedge clippers out and trimmed every bush that I had.
Good for you.
Thank you.
What's going on with the pods?
The pods are still coming down. I got to use the blower every day.
Okay.
To blow the pods into a, you know, pile and then scoop them up and put them in the bag.
Okay.
That's no good.
It's no good. I understand it.
How long is it going to go on for? Probably until, I guess.
I don't know. Probably this is
November?
Probably the last month.
Okay.
No, I would think in September is the last month.
Okay.
Well, we're about to find out if Howie knows how to draft with the DeSean Jackson.
DeSean Jackson is out for 2 weeks with an abdominal strain, folks. So it's not the groin, it's the abdominal strain. 2 weeks, which means he's out for the Lions. Shouldn't hurt him. Out for the Packers.
Now.
You smell 2-2?
I do, but this is what I'm going to leave open. JJ didn't know he was going to play. They were going to do a lot of 12 personnel. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I was upset with him, but maybe with practice he'll show something. And then also, a lot of fans wanted Greg Ward. Instead, they keep Mac Hollins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, Howie. Did you draft and coach, did you keep the right receiver? Maybe with a week of practice and knowing that they're in the playbook and knowing the game plan, those guys step up. Maybe. I'm not saying definitely, but maybe. All right, we have
Hollins
to leave it open.
And Ortega Whiteside.
Maybe.
No, we don't have any word on Alshon. That's still in the wind.
Well, they could end up being your starters, and Aguilar would have to move all around. And then if Goddard can play, either way, maybe we find out, you know what, Howie, you were right. Keeping those guys and drafting this kid was right.
Or we could get the opposite reaction.
Absolutely.
In which case, he's riding high right now on how he built the team.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Find out.
Tomorrow's another day. John and Vineland, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. John.
Yeah, fellas.
What's up, John?
Listen, I got a question. I'm legitimately asking this. So, which one is easier to find, a tight end or a quarter?
Tight end.
A tight end is easier,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this should be a lot easier, right? Either way, we're going to have to draft a defensive player. And you want him to be good, so it's got to be high in the draft. So what's the potential that we get a guy like Ramsey in the first, second, or third round that's going to produce like he's going to
You
produce?
Are approaching this very logically, which is the way I've tried to look at it. Like, you can get a tight end easier in the second round than an impact corner.
Okay, so this is like how I have two, this is my whole thing. So if you're going to give up one of those, you're only losing one pick. Because one of those picks is going to be to find somebody like that. So you're only giving up one, and then you know that that other pick is giving you a producing player. A guy that comes on the field tomorrow and helps you win games. So I would do it whatever they wanted. Because I know if I don't get him in the draft, I have to find him. And it's going to be hard to find him.
All right, so you're telling me a 1, a 4, and Dallas Goedert is a no-brainer.
Yeah, I would even, I mean, listen, I don't want to upset Key over there, but I would even do a 1 and a 3 because I know he makes my team.
Are you sweetening the pot? 1, 3 and Goedert.
I need him, right? I need him. There's no scenario where he doesn't help us. I mean, maybe he gets hurt, mm-hmm. but you can't think like that. So there's no scenario where we don't win games or make our team better. You need him. And if you don't get him, somebody else is going
to. I hear you. I hear you. You've backed yourself into this corner, and as much as you don't want to give up Goedert, if that's what it's going to take, I think maybe you have to bite the bullet. I mean, I don't know. Eric and Trenton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eric.
Hey, before I get to the Goedert trade, I noticed Natalie has a smile that's kind of like devilish, and her lips curl up. Tyrone don't smile too much, except when he's laughing, and you get a smile like Gritty.
Gritty?
Gritty.
I don't even know, what do you mean? What does he smile like?
The Flyers mascot, Gritty.
Yeah, I can't recall the smile. Like, what's distinctive about it?
It's just like the picture right behind you.
I don't even know what that means.
My mouth is open.
Okay.
Goddard, I would definitely give him up, but I wouldn't be giving him a number one. Maybe number two and then Goddard.
Bro, hold on, Holmes. Come on. You already know you're going to have to give them a 1. That's the least of your concern. They're not going to do it for anything less than a 1. You don't have any bargaining power when it comes to that. You got bargaining power later down the trough with the trade, but not with the 1. You definitely have to give up a 1.
I wouldn't give up a 1.
It's a 28th pick in the draft, Eric.
Doing another player.
They're not going to do it for that. Why would you do it for that? The Jacksonville's not stupid. They're going to get a number 1 out of somebody.
Well, I'll figure you 2 players.
Nah, come on, man.
But I wouldn't give up number 1.
It's 28th in the first round. What's so valuable about it? You're getting the best corner in the league for that. Eric, come on, Holmes.
Have a good night.
All right, have a good night, he says. That's got to be Chris in Philly. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
What's up, Chris?
One thing. We have to get a D-back. I don't understand, like, Howie Roseman. The last time, I feel like we're supposed to have studs. Nnamdi and Byron Maxwell, and they turned out bust. Is he scared to get a D-back, like, as the caliber of Ramsey?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that. Austin Wall was signed as a high-priced free agent, and that was a bust. Right. Now, Jalen Ramsey's talent is evident, and it's a lot better than Byron Maxwell. Byron Maxwell was part of a really good defense. They were desperate. He was a good player, but he didn't have the reputation Jalen Ramsey.
Right, right. Now, my next thing is, as far as Goedert, I mean, if we have to give him up, we have to give him up. But I feel like Ertz and Goedert are like the best duo since Aaron Hernandez and Gronkowski. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, we haven't seen them that well. I mean, Aaron Hernandez until he had his whole situation. But I mean, I thought like we're going to try and do 2 tight end sets.
Yeah, I would agree with you. But here's the question for you. Do you need tight ends more than you need a shutdown corner like Jalen Ramsey?
We need to shut down corner. But, I mean, when's the last time we've had the opportunity in draft to get a D-back of high caliber?
Not like this guy. This guy has proven in the league that he's a premier player. So it's a different category of player we're looking at here.
Okay. Okay. Now, two things I want to say, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they threw out the Giants. I guess they're starting Jones. Over Eli Manning.
Yeah, Eli lost
but
his
they
job.
Also said that, they also said that the Jaguars, I mean, this is just talk, rumors, whatever, that the Jaguars might do a trade with them in regards to Eli Manning for Ramsey and maybe some other picks. I don't know. I mean, is that something that could potentially happen, or they're looking for 2 first round draft picks?
I don't think that Eli Manning would bring you Jalen Ramsey.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a Giants fan.
I wouldn't think that, you know, Eli Manning's on the scrap heap now. He's right now, he's worth what? Maybe a sixth rounder?
He's not.
Jalen Ramsey's not. Yeah.
Right.
Really? I mean, you're talking about a 39-year-old quarterback who's pretty much finished. Correct. He doesn't have much value.
The only thing I was saying now is because maybe they're trying to salvage their season. And
Jacksonville?
That's why I was throwing out.
If they're thinking about doing that, that's foolish management. They might be interested in him to hold the position until our favorite quarterback comes back. They paid him cash. So
how's everyone doing?
Eli would be just a stand-in guy.
And they actually like Minshew, and he's played better than they expected. They almost won. I mean, they went for two. They could have tied that game and went to overtime. They went for two. They didn't get it because it was a super play call.
I don't understand, like, going for two there. I don't get it. Why would you either win or not there when you can extend the game and have a little more control over it?
At home, too.
Yeah. I don't understand that.
And the other part is you went down the whole field with the quarterback making plays, and then you do a middle handoff. At least if you're going to do it, let the quarterback make a play.
That philosophy works for, like, a college underdog who's trying to pull off an upset and knows they're going to get outlasted in overtime because their personnel's not as good as the other team. Then you go for a win. But in pro football, it's stupid to do that.
You might win the toss and go right down and score another touchdown and win the game.
Spread and Conchie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Spread? Spread!
It's Ron.
It's who?
Ron and Conchie.
Ron? It says Spread up there. You sure your name's not Spread? Oh, my God.
No, Ron.
God, oh, my God.
Ron Lamb.
Go ahead, Ron.
All right, Mike.
Want to talk about the Eagles-Lions point spread?
Yeah.
Oh, it came up as Spread from Conchie-Hawkin. All right, go ahead, Ron. I'm sorry. It's a 7-point line right now.
Yeah, I just heard you report not too long ago that Deshaun Jackson is out.
2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks.
He's out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so he's out for the Thursday Green Bay Packer game as well.
Now, is that going to change this weekend's game, this point spread?
It may chisel it down a point. I don't think it alters it significantly.
1 point?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. I like to bet on the Eagles and just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm concerned about him and Jeffrey. Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on Jeffrey playing either. I would think that they would say, we can beat the Lions without Jeffrey. Let's give him another week. Now, I don't know that, but they haven't really made any determination on that. Yeah, the line is still 7 right now as we speak, but it may go down a point. Who knows?
So it's still 7 right now.
Still 7 right now.
Okay.
All right. You bet on the Eagles for fun? What's that mean? You bet money or for fun?
For a little bit of money.
All right. Like, how much do you bet? Like, what do you do?
Fun money, like $50.
$50.
Yeah.
So you bet online? You bet like with the site, or is just the, you know, Ronnie down the street?
I do it online.
All right.
Okay, Mike.
Yes,
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Your rock girl.
Mm-hmm.
You already got all the good ones.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks is the best.
Yeah, she's probably number one.
Okay, I'd like to put one in.
Who's that?
Natalie Merchant.
Natalie Merchant from 10,000 Maniacs.
Yes, sir.
Yes. That's not a bad one. She's very talented. I don't know if 10,000 Maniacs were big enough to get her in the top 5, but that's a good suggestion.
Okay, Mike.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, you got it. All right, let's get to Tuesdays with Sal Powell. We look forward to talking to Sal about the NFL because he is the preeminent NFL reporter for ESPN. And he's got a big video piece coming up with, it's called OBJ and Me. Is that true, Sal? When will we see OBJ and Me?
No, it's Odell Beckham Jr. returns to the Big Bad Apple, baby.
Oh, Odell Beckham Jr.
I did back-to-back primetime games in Atlanta for Sunday Night Football, and then Monday Night Football in the Meadowlands. Don't, Michael, don't try that at home. Let me tell you, that'll wear you out. It's a tough turnaround. No, yeah. That'll wear you out pretty quick. Yeah. Week two, wears you out, baby.
I got you. All right, we'll talk about the OBJ thing, but I got...
We got to go to Sunday Night Football.
Let's go to Sunday Night Football. And the loss, your impressions, especially in the first half on what they were doing, because this is now, it seems to be an epidemic that they can't start fast in the first quarter anymore.
Well, first of all, let's just say it's no time to panic, okay? I'm not ready to push any kind of panic buttons, and I'm not going to overreact.
Okay.
To the loss. I did say this is how the season would play out, exactly like this, when you and I went through it. Right after Labor Day weekend, I said they were going to beat Washington and they were going to lose Atlanta. And I said they were going to go 2-2 at the quarter pole. I thought two losses at Atlanta, at Green Bay. So, but there's a lot of buts because there are some concerning things. And the number one thing that keeps cropping up is they're outcoached in the first half. Mike, they're outcoached in the first quarter. They were not ready at all for a lot of things that Atlanta threw at them in the first quarter. And I can't even believe we're saying this. I can't even believe you and I are having this conversation after week two. I'm shocked that I'm even going to utter these words, that Carson Wentz is under siege, that he's getting hit too much, that they're not protecting him properly, that they gave him $100 million and retooled his game and the offense and put all the emphasis on retooling the offense, and they're still not protecting him properly. It's just mind-boggling to me. So I went back to Vincent J. Massey at ESPN Stats and Information. I said, give me the mother load of stats that you have after the film study of just how much Carson Wentz was under siege on Sunday night in Atlanta. He was contacted or hit 12 offensive plays on Sunday night. The only quarterback who was hit on more offensive plays week two was Lamar Jackson of Baltimore, and that's because he's a running quarterback. Carson Wentz was pressured on 24% of his dropbacks, Michael. That's one out of four. It's 25%. It's too much. It's way too much.
Right, how do we explain this? Is this an offensive line problem? Is he holding on to the ball too long? Are the plays not being called right?
Yeah, so let's go through it. You want to try number one?
Yeah, let's try number one.
That's a yes. That is a yes. I went back and looked at it. They couldn't block Grady Jarrett.
Mm-hmm.
They could not block Vic Beasley Jr. They could not block on many occasions Tack McKinley. They were not ready for the athletic energy. Now, obviously, the Falcons had a lot to prove. I get all that. You know, this was a back again. You can't go 0-2. You can't lose your home opener on Sunday Night Football. That's all people were talking about when I was around the Falcons all weekend long. We're drawing a line in the sand. So they came out punching, and the Eagles had no counterpunch. So that's one. Two, he was holding on to the ball, not because, you know, he's want to do that in most instances, because he wants to get rid of the ball quickly now. Nobody was open. Alshon wasn't playing. Deshaun Jackson was not playing. Dallas Goedert was not available. He had one wide receiver and one tight end, basically, until, you know, Mac Hollins started to get into the flow. Darren Sproles never really got into the flow of the game, I don't think. I think they waited way too long to use him. So, I mean, that's, to me, the issue with the bad start at the beginning of the game. But you see, now they were in a position still when they should have won the game. They should have won the game, even though they couldn't protect Carson Wentz, even though Carson Wentz had to be Houdini once again, even though they had major injuries on offense, they still were in a position to win the game on 4th-and-3, just over 2 minutes remaining, when they called that zero blitz on Matt Ryan.
Sal, how should these plays be called? Now, when I looked at the game, it's a shock to lose three guys like that are a significant part of your game plan, especially when you're going to get 12 personnel. You don't have the other tight end. But
you
don't you have
tight
to then...
end, and also, by the way, you can't protect if you don't have the other tight end.
Right. So don't you change the plan?
Well, yes. The answer is one word. For sure. No question. And they simply... and From looking at it live and then looking at the tape, I didn't see that they were ready for the absolute activity that they got. You know, the Falcons were all over. They were all over Carson Wentz. Now, the Eagles' blitz numbers are up under Schwartz in the first 2 weeks of this year. Okay. They were at 15% last year. Right now, according to Vincent Jay, they're at 22%. Okay, so they're up significantly. The Eagles blitzed 23% of the time against the Falcons, including that zero blitz that they got bombed on with the touchdown pass to Julio Jones with wide receiver screen, which is another whole discussion that we could have. The Falcons only blitzed 9% of the time, and they were all over Carson. So, of course, things should have changed.
Okay,
of course.
So does that mean that this head coach is not adjusting well enough on the fly and Groh is not giving him the proper input or vice versa? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, we got to find out, right? So, again, no time to panic. This is the way I thought the season would go. But there are definite red flags that have to be addressed. And the other thing is, you know, Jim Schwartz was really counting on inside pressure. And now with Malik Jackson and Tim Jernigan both hurt. And I don't know if you saw his comments. Maybe Tyrone can pull his comments from today's press conference. But his comments about Fletcher Cox were very telling. Very telling. There's a bite in there that's really interesting. He was asked about Fletcher Cox coming along. And he basically ended his comments by saying he'll get there. Well, geez,
He's not there. That's problematic because now he's going to get double teamed and he's not at full strength. That's a double problem. So here's what I need to ask you. If they're not getting front four pressure and their cornerbacks seem to be average, they're in trouble. And then the big beacon of light is a guy wants to get traded out of Jacksonville. So should they be all in to try to get Jalen Ramsey here?
Well, they didn't go for Clowney. And they didn't go for Minka Fitzpatrick from Miami. And Fitzpatrick, the Pittsburgh gave up a first round pick for him. So that's what the Dolphins wanted. And I don't think that Howie Roseman and Andy Wydell want to do that. I don't think they want to give up a first round pick. And that clearly the Jacksonville Jaguars are asking for a first round pick plus for Jalen Ramsey. Would I do it?
Yes.
Yes.
You would. Okay.
Would you do it?
Yeah, we've been talking about it. And here,
you would do it, right?
There's no question I would do it. Now,
I would do it, sure. I would do it because, is he a pain in the tuchus? Yeah, all those guys are. I get it. But you're going to have to pay him, too. So you're going to give him a first-round pick. You're going to have to pay him. That means you own him. I mean, I don't mean own in the own sense, but that means, this is your guy now. This guy, you're married to him. You're totally married to him. And the question is, how does he react to getting paid and being in a position where the team gave up a first round pick? And, he's going to rule the roost. Totally going to rule the roost. Totally. But is he that good of a player? I believe
he
is.
See, here's the thing about the Eagles and their bargaining position here. The first round pick is going to be a late first round pick. So they're going to have to give up a little more to sweeten the deal. Now, we've been talking about two particular deals. I'll just run them by you. You say yes or no, you do it.
So you're gonna give them a first and sweeten it.
First, third, Sidney Jones. Yes or no?
Yes.
First, fourth, Dallas Goedert. Yes or no?
Without question, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
Wait. Keep going. Let's go.
They're the only two we've been talking about so far.
Okay. I'll go one better than you. I'll try this one on that I've been thinking about. Second, Aguilar and Jones.
Two players and a second. Yeah. Now, you think Jacksonville would accept no number one in a deal like that?
How about another one? How about Sudfeld? Sudfeld, second. Goddard or Jones?
I don't know if that's... I don't know if I'm the Jacksonville. I'd do that for Sudfeld. Yeah, he doesn't help me that much. I already got a guy that I'm paying. All right, so you would do the deal. That's interesting, because Tyrone would not...
I would definitely.
Tyrone would not give up Goddard. All right. I hear you. Sal, good stuff, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, Mikey.
There he is, Sal Palantonio. Now, yes and yes from Sal Pal. Normally a conservative sort when it comes to that.
That's interesting.
All right, take a break. We'll come down to home stretch from the Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's get the final numbers. What are the numbers, Kenneth? Final poll. Where did that come from? That was a Dan Rather thing, right?
I have no idea.
What are the numbers, Kenneth? Don't you think you got knocked down on the street? You got assaulted on the street. You got knocked out by somebody?
Dan Rather did?
Yeah, and then the people came and the first thing he said was, what are the numbers, Kenneth? Don't you remember that news story? No?
I was
yeah,
like, who's Kenneth?
It was Dan Rather, wasn't it? What are the numbers, Kenneth? Then R.E.M. did a song about what are the numbers, Kenneth? Like, they had that was
said,
a lyric.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
What's the frequency? Right? What's the frequency?
That's Booney had it.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Yeah.
He said.
Yeah.
And R.E.M. had a song. What's the frequency? Can Anthony?
Really?
Yes. Oh, all right, anyway, the final poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers looking to repower a zero turn or walk beyond mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an edge replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie, what's the frequency?
The frequency, Kenneth, is we have 2,100 votes on this one today. What would you give up for Jalen Ramsey? 25% saying a first-round pick, 29% saying a first-round and more picks, 37% saying a first-round pick and a player, and back down to 9% don't want him.
Lisa went down. Yeah. Yeah, that Rather thing was, shrouded in mystery, I think. Either I can't remember exactly, but he, like, either fell because he was inebriated or somebody knocked him out. But they found him lying on the pavement, I think.
Yeah, it says...
Right? Is that what happened? Something like that.
It says he was attacked by two unknown assailants, and then he laid on the ground repeating, Kenneth, what is the frequency?
What is the frequency? Yeah. Strange. Matt in Ontario, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Matt. Yo, Matt.
Hey, Mike. What's up? How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Okay, so...
What's going on in Ontario today? Is it beautiful?
Oh, it's amazing. It's absolutely perfect day.
Yeah, I can
just
imagine.
Finished cutting the lawn.
Nice, clear, crisp air up there in Ontario.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Actually, Windsor, I'm right across the river from Detroit.
I suppose.
From Detroit, actually.
All right, excellent.
But anyways, I'm probably the biggest Eagles fan in Canada. I'm going to say that right now, but whatever. Look, I'm really worried. I've been coming to Philly now since 2012 every year. Never seen the Eagles win, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I picked this game on the schedule because I was like, oh, they're going to play the Lions.
Oh, that's perfect for you.
And perfect game. But you know what?
Yeah.
All these injuries, I'm watching Sunday night, and I'm like, man, like I feel cursed. Like I feel like I don't know what it'll do to me.
Yeah, they
come all the way out there and watch them lose.
Matt, you come all the way out here, they're not going to lose to the Lions.
I haven't seen too many good things.
They're not going to lose to the Lions.
Do you think Doug's going to have a better game plan?
Yes.
This week, you think?
Yes, they'll change up the game plan. They're better than the Lions. They're still a 7-point favorite. That's a solid favorite. They'll win the game. No worries for you, Matt.
All right, good. Good, because, man, I'm telling you, I'm coming.
All right, buddy.
All right. E-A-T-L-E-S.
Beautiful. I love to love it, Ontario.
I like that. Real fast, Joel has a stat that might interest you.
Uh-huh.
All right, when Goddard's in the game so far this year in that first game, Sanders averaged 5.5 yards a carry. When he wasn't in the game, he averaged 2. Mm-hmm. Howard, 4 yards a carry with him out of the game, 6 with him in the game. Uh-huh. Sproles, 4 yards a carry with him out of the game, 9.6 with him in the game.
Uh-huh.
So,
see, 12 personnel, he's the blocker. Ertz spreads it out a little bit. It's very important.
Yep.
But that's still not going to make me not trade for Jalen Ramsey.
No, I get it. But I'm just,
Shannon in Georgia. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Shannon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Shannon?
Hey, Mike. I'm in that 10%. I couldn't disagree. You guys are great, but I couldn't disagree with you more. On 2 points.
Okay.
First of all, Jalen Ramsey, I'm more in line with Pro Football Focus, who's got him ranked as 23rd best corner, because I think he's a good player, but I think he's got
uninterested.
A bigger
name. He's uninterested in Jacksonville, and they're playing zone.
Well, Eagles play a lot of zone.
But they don't have to. If they get him, they won't have to.
Well, if Andrews and Dale is your leading sack guy after 2 games, it ain't gonna matter if you got Deion or Rod Woodson back there playing cornerback. I think that's even a bigger problem. But my point, Ramsey, yes, I think he's overrated. Khalil Mack was the last guy that got 2 first-rounders, in exchange for a trade, and he's not on the level of a Khalil Mack as far as impact. It's not even close. Let's be real. I'd rather get Patrick Peterson with a 3rd-rounder, when he comes off the suspension in 2 weeks.
Too old. Patrick Peterson's too old.
He's 29. And I'd also
it's too old. How old's Ramsey?
Ramsey's 24, but I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback. I take guys like Marlon Humphrey or Stephon Gilmore or Denzel Ward or Lattimore in New Orleans. They're all better players.
Yeah, I disagree.
They just don't have the mouth that he has, or he was a high school player that he was either. But my point is, and I want to agree with Tyrone. Tyrone hit it on the head. Right now, there are more corners that are elite in this league than tight ends that are elite in this league right now. And I say it's more difficult to get an elite tight end, especially over the last 3 years, than it is to get an elite cornerback right now, especially with the way the game is played. But if you've got an elite tight end, the way the game is played right now, your team is going to be much, much better than having an elite cornerback. They have a bigger impact on the game the way it's played now.
I don't agree with you whatsoever on any point you made, but that's all right. If you ask a coach to rank the important positions, tight end would be important. It wouldn't be as important as corner.
In today's NFL, I disagree. It's more about scoring now. Last year's Super Bowl was an exception. But look at the Super Bowl 2 years ago. I mean, the Eagles outscored the Patriots. That's the only way they won. But I mean, look at the teams that have been in Super Bowl the last 8 years. They've all had elite tight ends. I mean, look at the final four.
I get it, but I got to look at my squad. And I go, I'm kind of weak back there. So I got to fortify that. Now, there are, let's see, how many tight ends? Ooh. What's day one? How many rounds day one?
Well, they do the first.
Just the first?
Just the first, and then they do second, third, and then they fourth through.
Number one seven. Ranked tight end right now is a kid from Vanderbilt.
I don't know that kid.
Jared Pinkney. Huh. All right, well, whatever. I'm still in pursuit of Jalen Ramsey. Coming up a sound off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You don't know how comforting it is to be loved by number five. It's Sound Off. Isn't it comforting?
And he really does love us now. He's part of the family.
He absolutely is. Warms my heart. 610-771-9700. That's the Sound Off Live. You got something to say, hit us up, leave us a message. Let's see what we have on Sound Off today.
The Jalen Ramsey thing, it's almost a godsend. Don't we got to go out and get this guy? Because if we don't, then freaks up there in New England are going to get him. You watch and see. Get Middleton, get some of his stupid money, and get this guy. Because with him and Malcolm Jenkins in that backfield, that's 100% improvement. Because what we got now is basically the Phillies bullpen is our backfield.
Ooh. Well, I don't know if it's that bad. It's a Phillies bullpen. Because you get some... Well,
who's Frank Vincent?
Billy Bats. That's right. Billy Bats has pitched pretty well lately.
Yes, he has. He's pitched better.
All right.
If your athletic endeavors are playing slow pitch softball on Sundays or whenever it is, Saturday mornings, don't talk about my quarterback. All right. Go root for the Jacksonville Jaguars with your quarterback in his arm and his swing. All right. Don't talk about my quarterback. All right.
There's some of that Foles thing is the reason why we have such little patience with this guy who should be our number five. Will always love you.
Everybody's always crying. Oh, it's too much to give up for his corner. You can't put a value on good cornerbacks. When you have them, that makes your team a lot better defensively, especially on the back end. With the NFL being such a passing league, if you don't have good corners, you're going to get smoked.
Well, this is my man, the caller from Georgia, said the opposite. He said right now in the NFL, and I don't know if he's a general manager with an NFL team or not, but he says right now, the tight end is more important than the corner. Tyrone, your assessment of that statement?
I disagree with that statement.
Okay.
And you know I like Goddard. But right. Corners are, come on.
All right.
You know who would have won that game for the Eagles? You know who would have won that game? Dak Prescott. Boom. There you go. How about them Cowboys?
A Dak fan. See, right now I'm disarmed. After that game he had, I don't know. Maybe he is better than Carson Wentz. Time will find out sooner or later. So, but like, right now you're riding high. But don't let the Cowboys fall off the cliff because I'll come hard at you.
But you live in this region and claim to be a Cowboys fan without any geographic or legitimate ties to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you're not actually a real fan. Sure, you probably have some reason why you conveniently became a fan in the early 90s. And my dad liked them, which really just says he's as much of a front-running coward as you are. But none of that can hide the actual reason you became a quote-unquote fan, because you need attention and you're a bandwagon fraud.
If you're here, yes. But if you're in a place where there's no defined loyalty team, like we're talking about this thing, if you live in York, you're probably a free agent. You can like the Cowboys. You live in York.
So he could be a Warriors fan, Cowboys fan, one of those guys.
You're kind of a nomad. You know, you're not tied into a geographical area.
Carson Wentz, overrated. Offensive line, overrated. Defensive line, overrated. Let's get real, people. Overrated.
One loss to the Falcons with three of the receivers out. Come on. This is too much. I got to calm you down out there.
I am so frustrated with this Eagles team. The preparation going into games is inexcusable. This team is not prepared to play football whatsoever. The offensive line is terrible. I have no idea how they're a top five offensive line in the league because they're not. The Eagles better get their act together, but it's going to be a really long season.
It's not going to be a really long season. Come on. I get the frustration of that game. But again, it was a game, if they were at full strength, you looked at it and go, it's probably going to be tough for them to win that game, right? That's one of the losses we'll try. You're overreacting to this.
Oh, man. I'm in South Philly right now. Just got out of work. Just went food shopping on my way home. There's this guy in front of me. He's got the Philadelphia Eagles cover over his license plate. And in the top left corner, he's got a Boston Celtics sticker. Tell me this is not the worst kind of human being you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, it is. I have no tolerance for Boston Celtics sticker.
Yeah, Mikey Mendez, I agree with you. That Monday night telecast sucks. And also, be careful what you say about the Flyers, because you don't want Mert to be coming after your neck.
No, he was all excited last night, man. He was like, oh, here we go to the barn. Ho, 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 ho to the barn. he wore a suit. He couldn't wait to get there. He said it was good to see the guys again. Jason, he's so excited about hockey. You got to admire it.
I mean,
he gets so excited about it.
It's his passion.
Shut it down.
That's the best of the best today of Soundgarden. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
See you later. The Fanatic Baseball Show is up. Yep, they're back. And on NBC Sports Philadelphia, stay tuned for Quick Slants and the Phillies pregame show. Have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.